The Manure Irrigation Work Group released findings last month that look at the pluses and minuses of using gun-like devices or overhead sprayers to disperse cow waste onto farm fields. During a follow-up webinar today, Work Group Chairman Ken Jensko responded to a question about the lack of a public hearing on the report by saying the panel has no authority to set policy.
I think we have an authority regarding insights on the topic, but we wanted to make it clear that the decisions about these issues and how they play out locally and across the state are going to be made by local and state level elected officials.
Attorney Tressie Camp of Midwest Environmental Advocates says the public may not get a chance to thoroughly review and comment on the science during any later rulemaking on manure irrigation. Camp says the report should not become a green light for manure spraying. Camp says the main health concern studied was disease-causing pathogens.
But a lot of people, neighbors of these larger operations, are concerned about odor or air quality. This report really didn't touch on that.
A microbiologist on the panel says pathogens were the main concern when the study was launched, but he says another scientist gathered data on ammonia and is analyzing the results. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.